Good afternoon. Welcome to the Conference Committee on HJR 89. We are now in session. Colleagues, HJR 89 is a bill which passed the House in regard to a constitutional referral as to the qualifications of jurors. The House bill restricted the membership of juries in criminal cases to persons who were not felons or didn't have a felony conviction or had not served time for a felony within the previous 15 years, and limited the jury panel selection process to registered voters. The Senate has modified HJR 89 so as to leave in, with some different terminology, the restrictions as to felons serving on criminal juries, and left out or deleted the language in regard to selecting criminal jury panels from among registered voters. So our conference committee is here today to see if we can resolve issues between the House and the Senate as to that. We also recognize that HJR 89 came to us as part of eight pieces which split off from HJR 7, which had to do originally with Measure 40, popularly known as the Victims' Rights Amendment to the Oregon Constitution. The House split Measure 40 into eight HJRs, 87 through 94, and sent them over to the Senate. The Senate has passed, in some version or the other, all of those except for HJR 91, and I just mentioned that by way of background. Several amendments have been circulated to committee members for their perusal, and the last of these, the B-14 amendments, were presented as an opportunity to look at adopting a streamlined, narrowed-down version of HJR 91, and perhaps a version that would be more palatable to members of the Senate. So that's also presented for consideration. Having said that, I'd ask counsel if you have any background information you want to provide to the panel.
I certainly can, Mr. Chairman, on the B-12 and the B-13 amendments. In its current form, of course, HJR 89 prohibits a person convicted of a felony or who has served a criminal sentence for a felony within the last 15 years from serving on a jury. The B-12 amendments would change the felony provision to simply any crime, so that any person convicted of a crime within the preceding 15 years or having served a criminal sentence within the last 15 years would be prohibited from serving on a jury. The B-13 amendments are similar but somewhat different. The felony provision with 15 years is retained, and a new provision for misdemeanors is added, which specifies that if a person has been convicted of a misdemeanor or served a sentence for a misdemeanor conviction within the last 5 years, then that person is prohibited during that period of time from serving on a jury.
And then the B-14 amendments reflect a slightly narrower version or a different version of HJR 31, which is wending its way through the process on the House side. It was passed out of the House Rules Committee, and that was designed to be a slimmed-down version of HJR 91, which related to search and seizure issues. I understand that from conversations with Senator Bryant that you have some concerns about the potential breadth of provisions which would prevent misdemeanants from serving on a jury in a criminal case. And would you like to address that issue or anything else at this time, Senator?
Well, if you include all Class A misdemeanors, I was surprised by the list that there are, but I think we exclude too many people from the jury. Some really interesting ones. Taking a wreck without a wrecker's license is a Class A felony. Numerous hunting and fishing violations to having a barbed hook when it should be a barbless hook. Hauling hay without the right permit. There are some fairly serious that would, I think, fit well into the idea of 89 if they dealt with violence or maybe dishonesty or something. But just to say all Class A's, you're going to eliminate a whole lot of people who I think should be fulfilling their duty as a citizen and serving. Some of these are just amazing to me. I'd be curious to see when they came into the statute and why. For instance, if you hunt from a vehicle, which is illegal, you'd be excluded from a jury for 5 years. They've got one for hunting ducks from aircraft. You'd have to be pretty stupid to do that. But anyway, someone must have tried and been arrested.
Losing the dog when they jump.
Something dealing with a walking catfish or piranhas, possessing them, possessing eggs, fish eggs that you shouldn't have. There's a couple here that I think I violated in my youth. But if we're going to take a look at misdemeanors seriously, we probably want to limit it to those dealing with violence and driving under the influence and those sorts of things. As far as the B-14s, those are much more significant, and whether or not they'd have greater success in the Senate, I'm not sure. The concern the Senate had was they didn't, these are the people that voted no on 91, including myself, they didn't want to give up their constitutional rights under the Oregon Constitution and be limited to the federal Constitution. And if this particular amendment would have that same effect, I'm not sure any votes would be changed. But what I'd like to do is take this language and see what it means and chew on it for a day or so and come back in the conference committee.
You raise another interesting issue, Senator, that we probably ought to be taking a look at, which is the inflation of misdemeanor crimes. It seems that everyone wants to make everything a Class A misdemeanor instead of Class B or Class C, and over time we ought to be taking a look at some of those misdemeanor crime classifications, because that is a separate issue, but it's noteworthy that we seem to have a number of Class A misdemeanors on the books that more properly should be a B or C misdemeanor, if they should be a crime as opposed to a violation, which would not be a crime, but someone would be subjected to a fine.
Tampering with the odometer. My wife and I, before we were married, she had a car, and to fool her parents, we disconnect the speedometer cable. I'm guilty.
Well, I think that has to do with the sale of a vehicle, though. So. Well, what I'd ask counsel to do would be to draft an amendment.
Yeah, explosive things.
That would propose to limit misdemeanors involving violence or driving under the influence, perhaps, or I don't know if we could throw in dishonesty. That would be kind of hard to get into.
How would you define it, and which dishonest crimes would you be talking about?
Unless it was, perjury gets you into a felony status
right
away. So
that would be a problem, and we have to remember, too, that you're entitled to bump jurors. If for some reason they were dishonest at one time in their life and you didn't want them on your panel, you have the right to bump them.
Well, let's have something drafted that gives us an opportunity to look at misdemeanors relating to involving violence, which then, of course, would be subject to statutory definition, but we already have that in terms of the firearms laws. And so that would almost automatically be defined, and involving driving under the influence.
Mr. Chairman, just for the committee's information, I know that in the evidence code, misdemeanors involving dishonesty are defined for the purposes of impeachment, if that were to help.
That'd be worth looking at.
Okay.
Do other members of the panel have any comments at this time? Representative Hansen? You're giving us that look.
Yeah, I'd be probably reluctant to support the driving under the influence just from the number of people that involves. I think that, and I don't know whether a single driving under the influence is something that necessarily
should preclude you from serving.
Yeah, it's clearly a serious crimes, but sometimes people can make better judgment when they're sober.
Well, maybe if we discuss this, we could refine what alternatives there ought to be presented. What's your suggestion there, Mr. Horton?
Mr. Chairman, actually, it's a question. Would a committee like these amendments regarding misdemeanors to prohibit jury service for if the conviction is within the last 5 years or within the last 15 years?
I think we're talking 5 years as the parameters here.
Okay.
And if Senator Bryant, are you comfortable leaving out the driving under the influence based on Representative Hansen's concerns, or would you still like to have that as an option?
No, I think I know many people who have one driving under the influence in their record, and I don't think they should be precluded.
Well, why don't we then draft an amendment relating to 5 years misdemeanors involving violence, as an option to look at. Now, I do see that Representative Patridge is here. I should check to see if you're just here to observe. And senators and representatives, my tendency in conference committees has just been for us to confer and then see what we want to do. I had one conference committee, however, where a member asked me to hold testimony. Is anyone asking me to do that? I'm not seeing a request from members of the panel, so we won't do that. The option on B-14 is in front of us. It's something to think about. And, Senator, I would mention that this is actually, in effect, then, a limited version of the B-14 amendments of the exclusionary rule. It would not prevent the state from having disciplinary sanctions for improper searches or for civil actions to be possible for improper searches. It would not say that the substantive provisions of the early Constitution couldn't be read differently. And it would not exclude remedies other than exclusion of evidence in a criminal case. So it is, in that sense, a refinement of the exclusionary rule only for criminal cases. And I don't know if that improves the comfort level at all, but I thought I would emphasize that point, trying to refine this as best we can. We will try to schedule a committee session tomorrow afternoon.
That'd be fine. I'll be here.
And are there any other comments from members of the panel? Thank you for attending, and we are adjourned.
Right down there?
Take them.
Thank you.